Hi Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Are you
Paul
okay?
Swanson. Yeah, good, thanks. Looked a physical, tough game from where we were watching it today. What was it like to play in?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we knew they'd hit a little bit of form over the last couple of weeks, so we knew it was going to be a tough game, especially having the game midweek as well. But, you know, the lads show great character to get back in the game after going a goal down. And I think if you look overall the last couple of weeks, you know, 10 points out of 12, I think it's a good return.
And the manager sat you all down, didn't he, before the Bury game on Tuesday? Has that had a good effect? Did you need that? And can you feel the confidence spreading throughout the squad now?
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a little meeting, and I think it's shown over the last couple of games that it's obviously something that we needed. And obviously, credit to the lads, because they took on board what we talked about, and we've took it into the games, and I think you can see the rewards.
And the game itself, a little bit contentious. You feel there was a foul in the on James Hansen in the build-up to Wigan's goal today?
Yeah, it was. You know, it looked like a foul. You know, we thought the ref had played on as well, but once we lost the ball, there's no advantage. But you know, we haven't been getting those little decisions of late. But you know, as I say, to go goal down and to come back into the game, and I thought we finished the game quite strong as well. You look fit out there, and it was a good point in the end.
And James Hansen has been out of the side in recent weeks, so just what he needed to come back and get on the score sheet straight away.
Yeah, it was, you know, made up for Hans. You know, I say he's been out the side the last few weeks, but you know, that's obviously credit to the lads who've got the shirt, the likes of Dave Owen D, and we've still got, you know, Billy Clark to come in. We've got J-Mo coming off the bench and working his socks off. You know, that just shows the competition that we've got here. But you know, today, delighted for Hans. He's put in a great shift for us, and delighted that he's got his goal.
And you must be pleased overall at the defensive unit. It's been working well. 4 points from these two home games overall. It must from two tough sides, it looked like they could be battling it out with us, hopefully at the top of the table throughout the course of the season. You've probably taken that at the start of the week, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you look at Betty's away record before they came here. I think it was 16 unbeaten. So you know, that was a good 3 points for us. Then obviously we've got Wigan coming here. We know they're going to be a strong side, and obviously the resources that they have, and they've been informed the last couple of weeks as well, so we knew it was going to be a tough game. So you know, credit to the lads over this week, and especially, you know, you look at Rochdale away and Doncaster away as well. Picked up on it before, you know, 10 points out of 12 I think is a good return, but we've got to realise the hard work that we've put in to get us to this point, and we've got to keep pushing on as a squad now, and keep pushing on as a club, and keep raising the standards.
And the manager's told us as well, Reece Burke's extended his loan spell for another month. You must be enjoying playing alongside a young man like that who's showing such promise.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's as you can see in his performances, he's shown very mature performances. He's been absolutely brilliant since he came in, settled in straight away. You know, it's great that we've got Reece here for another month. But you know, we've also got lads there, you know, like Sir Nathan Clark, who's working hard every day in training, you know, pushing us, and you know, touched on it before, and that's the competition that we've got in the squad.
And Carl Reid as well, here till January, giving the squad a boost as well.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Reid's come in, and I think you see Rochdale away at the ground running. You know, obviously the last couple of years, we know what Reid is about. He's got bags of pace, likes to get defenders, and you know, it's great that we've got Reid and Berkey for another couple of months.
And just finally, Stephen, Millwall away next Saturday. Some good memories from those two games last season, the 3-3 and then the 4-0 here in the Cup.
Yeah, we have some great memories. You know, I think they've had a good win today, 2-1 away from home to Sheffield United, so I'm sure they'll be full of confidence going into the game. But you know, we've got to take confidence from the last few games that we've had. But you know, we can't get too ahead of ourselves. Got to keep our feet on the ground and realise, you know, the hard work that's gone into getting these results. You know, the team spirit and the team work ethic has been brilliant the last few games, and you know, we've got to keep that going.